Hello and welcome to another episode of the Two Bros Podcast. We are Two Bros. This is the Two Bros Podcast. Welcome. Oh, well, it's 5 in the morning. I drank some coffee, a really strong coffee, and I slept for a couple hours, and I've just been up. And I had this episode in my head for quite some time. I figured I should just make use of the time while I'm awake and just record an episode because it's been a while. Let me just look this up. I think the last episode was 6th of January. It's almost been a month now, yeah. And judging by the topic, I feel like a bit of a hypocrite myself because one of my resolutions was to be more regular with recording episodes. But ever since this semester started, and yeah, it's just been so hectic. Like, I think I've signed up for too many classes, as always. These are interesting classes though. So the deadline to drop classes was on 30th of January. I was contemplating dropping something and just making my schedule a bit easy, but the classes this time are a lot more interesting. So I just didn't want to do that. It's just been a case of running from pillar to post because assignments keep dropping and deliverables are required. Some of them require some additional reading on the side. I'm doing some courses on the side. And that's it. My entire week is just gone. And I can't even keep track of what it is. But it was, I spent all of yesterday, you know, getting a good head start on one of the assignments, which is due. It dropped on Friday. And that basically leaves my Sunday open because that was my plan for Sunday. I'm just going to chill. Like, there's a United game at 9 o'clock. It's 5 a.m. right now. There's a United game at 9 o'clock. I think Arsenal play Liverpool at 11:30. That's a good game to watch. I have a friend coming over. And after that, I think I'll just go get a haircut. I mean, the weather is decent these days. The sun's out. So I think I'll just be outside for a bit. And yeah. So yeah, apologies, listeners. I mean, I'm trying my best here, but it's just been hectic. Anyway, so today's episode, I intend to continue with my New Year's resolutions list. It's February now. I reckon some of these have already dropped off, but that's just how they are. But this may not even be a New Year thing. It is something we deal with every day. It's dealing with our addiction, with our screens, our cell phones, and it is a problem. And the fact that it is a recognized problem, people now realize that this is not helping. This is not good. And that coupled with these apps running algorithms, which are designed to keep us there for a very long time. They keep feeding us information based on our previous likes and whatever. So it's you're fighting an addiction, really. That's what it is. And as long as they make their bucks, they don't care who they screw over in this process. I mean, it is what it is. But and let's just be honest, screens are not going anywhere. I was on my phone earlier today, I mean, just a while ago, and now I'm on my laptop screen. It's just there. You just add a screen at all times. It is what it is. So there are some things that we can do to sort of make this a little bit better for ourselves, because if we don't do anything, it's just going to consume us, basically, effectively. That's just what it is. And again, I'm no guru, I'm no expert, but these are things which I do, which kind of help me cut down my average usage time by a little bit. Even if I do end up using my phone, I use it productively, and I'll get into all of that. So there's just things that I do that limit my screen time, basically. So first things, so a little bit of a background. When I was sailing, there was internet on board, I think post 2010. I think all of my cadet ships, I didn't have internet. And 2012 onwards, when I started sailing as an officer, we had internet, but it was barely any internet. It was no good. Towards the end, it did get better. You were able to make WhatsApp audio calls, and on a good day, a video call. That did happen, but things like Instagram, I think they were throttled, so you couldn't scroll and whatever. You couldn't stream anything. You were just there. So my phone effectively for half the year was just an alarm clock. That's all it was. And I remember this one week, I think I averaged a screen time of 58 minutes for the whole week, which is a lot better apparently. It still surprises me that I could manage that. But there was nothing to do there. And I think we were transiting that area where we had like this Wi-Fi blockage. So there's nothing to do on the phone. It was just. So I think that kind of ingrained in me, like, to basically not get addicted to my screen. There was nothing to do on the screen, so there was no way to get addicted, number one. And then secondly, I started looking for other avenues to get my dopamine fix. And I'm making like air quotes right now. I don't know. You probably can't see it, of course. So that put me, like, that set me to seek my dopamine hit elsewhere by doing other things, following other pursuits. I think what it also did was it lowered my sort of baseline, you know, my happiness or anxiety or my dopamine baseline. I did not feel the need to feel good all the time. And that's just like, it brings down your level. So if you don't need it, you don't seek it. And then when you do get it, sometimes when you do go on like an Instagram doom scroll and you end up like 2 hours have passed and then you feel like, oh man, this is too much. This is an overload. I shouldn't do this for a while. I don't genuinely feel like doing it again. So that fixes your baseline. I think that was good. I think it's another one of those hidden benefits of being at sea. I think I keep telling people, I think everyone should just at least spend some time at sea alone working. It really gives you some perspective in life. So anyway, that's just the first thing where I don't really have an addiction. At least I didn't. And now I kind of feel like I'm going back into these patterns where I'm spending more and more time on my phone. So I feel like I need to correct that. So how do you do that? Let's get into that. The first thing I did was you need to differentiate between your must-have apps and your good-to-have apps. You know, that's just what I do. So what I do is I have two devices. I have an iPhone, I have an iPad. On my iPhone, I keep only the apps which I need while I'm on the go. So for instance, I have Uber there. I have Google Maps there. I have my WhatsApps. Obviously, iMessage is preloaded. So the things which I need when I'm not at home are on my phone. Everything else is on my iPad. There's no YouTube on my phone. I don't watch YouTube videos on the go. Nope, none of that. I don't have mobile games on my phone. It's all on my iPad. What else? Food delivery apps. I don't need it. It's on my iPad. So on my phone, there's very minimal-ish kind of things on my phone. If I just go through it, let me just like look up my first screen of my phone. Email, Safari, Feedly. Feedly is an RSS reader where you can choose what you want to read instead of just reading publications and opinion pieces. You choose interests. For instance, if I pick science and technology, it's going to show me articles from different websites about science and technology, and I can subscribe to them. So it's not like reading a newspaper, which can be polarizing, either leaning left, leaning right. I don't get into any of that. WhatsApp, Maps, Dictionary. Sometimes I look up words. App Store, Music, Photos, Weather, Calendar, Uber, Premier League, the Premier League Fantasy app. I mean, I check on my team now and again to see how they're doing, so it's on my phone. The FootMob app gives me football notifications of any, Premier League matches which are happening. The Kindle app, I'll get into this. Kindle is just, I have on my phone, I only have like one book. It's called The Daily Stoic. I've mentioned it so many times. Sometimes I forget to read the daily page when I wake up and I'm already like on the way and I realize, oh, I've forgotten. So I pull up my phone and read the page. But that's the only book I have on my phone. Everything else is on the Kindle. Sorry about that. My speaker decided to be active. So I was reading through my app list. Yeah, my Kindle app only has one book. Then I have files. I have guitar tuner. Sometimes if you're at a friend's place, you find a guitar, it's not tuned, you need this app. Then I have my banking apps, my whatever. Then I have my University of Michigan apps, few of them. Podcast, the Anchor app, Notes, Journal, which is a good app, Duolingo, First Aid. Some apps which I need for India, like Digi Yatra and the other one. I have a scanner app which I use to make PDFs. I have basically that's it. I have some apps for my drone. Yeah, I think that's about it. That's it. Oh, and then I have like Instagram, which I don't have on my home screen. I have it on my whatever else that screen is called. So here's the thing. I mean, I do find myself reaching out for my phone. At times, I do find myself reaching out. I'm like, I'm bored. Let me see what's on my phone. But that's the thing. There's nothing on my phone. There's literally nothing. So even if I do pick it up, what do I use? I end up going on Feedly, I read the news. I go to the podcast app and I listen to some podcast. Even if I do open Instagram, I have set a screen time on Instagram for 30 minutes. And once that dies, I don't renew it. Sometimes I do renew it if I have to, you know, sort of numb my brain from like a day of hard work. And I just want to like, just see a bunch of cat videos or whatever videos. So that's also fine. I do that. But how I combat that is I go over my weekly statistics. It shows you your daily, your average usage for 10 days. I think on your iPhone, at least, this must be something similar on Android. So if I use Instagram a little too much that for those 10 days, I delete it. And then after I've had a week of detox, I put it back on again. Because I like that app, and I'll tell you why. I'll come back to it. But here's the thing. You kind of need to be strict with yourself about these things. Because when you don't have like parents supervising these things around you, and you're still like, you know, these are addictions like a sugar addiction. You know, you're like a child. So you got to parent yourself. Nobody's going to come and stop you and take your phone away and say, no more Instagram for you, and you're done, and, you know, it's not good for you. You know these things. So as I say, be accommodating with others, but be firm with yourself. So if you're abusing your cell phone screen time and you know it's not good for you, then just delete it and take it away from you, because be your own parent. And here's the other thing, like for the first few days when you delete something like this, you are going to have that anxiety. I mean, I find myself, after I've deleted Instagram, I end up going on the Instagram website to see, oh, maybe somebody has messaged me. And 9 times out of 10, it's the same 4 or 5 people who text me. And almost 100% of the time, it's some reel which is not urgent. It is what it is. Eventually, you stop thinking about it. And that's the beauty of the human mind. Yes, you get used to something very quickly. But once that thing gets taken away from you, you have withdrawal. But then you immediately move on to the next thing. And once something like this stops giving you your dopamine hit, you start looking for it elsewhere. Like, okay, now what? What else is here? And it's the same with people. I mean, you know, there are times when you think like you cannot live without this person. You know, these people need to be in your life. But yes, after they're out of your life, you mourn them for a bit. And then once you've had some distance, you realize, you know what? It's actually better without them. You know, so that need to have this in my life thing is just like, it's, we are hardwired to overcome that. So apps like Instagram, or I don't even know, TikTok, I don't have TikTok, or whatever else you end up spending so much time on. If you're abusing it and you feel like you're abusing it, delete it. I mean, you can always get it back. Your account isn't going anywhere. They don't let you delete. I don't even know how to delete Instagram accounts anymore. They've hidden it so well. And every time you Google it, it's some obscure blog post from 2016, which it doesn't work. They've shuffled things around, so you don't know anymore what's what. So that is something that works really well for me. So even if I do pick up my phone, it ends up being productive. Now, coming back to Instagram. On Instagram, I have followed very few channels, number one. It's a bunch of friends who anyway don't post much. They're just like posting stories. So, and I don't really check people's stories because why bother? What I do follow are a huge number of cat accounts, because cats are awesome. Let's just be honest. And I've started watching restoration videos. It could be videos on woodworking. It could be, you know, industrial processes. It could be even these cleaning videos. Have you seen these videos where they use high pressure washers to just clean stuff which has had years and years of abuse in nature? Or some guy mows down someone's yard, and, you know, this overgrown grass is just like, now it's a freshly manicured lawn, it looks perfect. Things like that. So even if I do spend time on it, I'm not watching mindless celebrity garbage. I'm not watching propaganda. I'm not watching any of that. It's, in the end, effectively, and this is what I tell myself, it becomes productive. So that's how you turn that into productivity as well. So you end up, you do learn something. You know, I've signed up for some electronics channels because there is something I'm working on in class. Every now and then some video pops up where he talks about microcontrollers and, you know, components, circuitry, stuff like that. And it's useful. So it's good. But even that, there is a cap on the Instagram app, even after that. And on most days, I stick to my 30-minute limit. And if I exceed, like I said, I take it off. So that's that. And that's the other thing. So even when you reach for your phone, you start scrolling, you start reading the news, and you're like, yeah, this is not working for me. I don't feel great, because that's what it is. In that moment, you want something to feel good. You want your piece of chocolate, let's say, and your phone isn't doing it for you. So you end up putting it away. You're like, okay, now what? What else can give me that joy? And that's when you break free from the screen thing. You're like, screens are not giving me happiness anymore. They're not giving me that hit that I need. What else? I've started going out. The weather has improved. I started going out for runs, spent some little bit of time in the gym. I put on a podcast, put the phone in my pocket, spent some time in the gym. I'm walking around 1 hour, 2 hours. You're lifting, you take a break, you walk around, you stretch, you lift something else, you go for a minor jog, this and that. You come back feeling good. Because again, this is also ingrained in our DNA, where if you exert, if you burn calories, you're physically active, you get your heart rate pumping, you will feel good. That always works. There's no way that doesn't work for anybody. So, yeah, try that. Now, moving on to streaming services. Again, zero streaming services on my phone. I think I have YouTube on my iPad. And everything I watch, it's either on my laptop or it's on the TV upstairs. But again, there's no time for this. There's just no time. What I've scheduled time. I mean, I do watch things, a few things on the regular. That's just sporting events, football on the weekends, and the WWE episodes on Monday and Friday. That's it. And even with that going on, I'm either like doing something on the side. I'm either reading my assignments, and that's watching. And when there's a boring segment, I mute it. And then when something else comes up, I start watching again. So I've scheduled time. So basically how my time zone, timetable sort of works is at 9 p.m. every day, whatever it is, if I'm studying or if I'm writing an assignment or whatever, everything stops at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. is when I get up from my table, or if I'm working on the bed because it is cold some days. I get up, shut my laptop, shut my books. I go up, prepare something to eat, come back with my plate of food, and then I switch on something and I watch something for like half an hour. I watch one episode of whatever it is I'm watching. 9 to 9:30, 9:45 is what my scheduled time for watching stuff is. I'll tell you what, your brain does need a recharge every now and then. You can't, as much as I would like to, you just can't have that kind of productivity with, constantly sort of barraging yourself into submission and working. Every now and then you do need a release. You need to like chill out a bit. So that's a good thing. And that's just right before bedtime, so I don't carry over that stress into my sleep or whatever. So after I watch that, whatever it is I'm watching, laptop goes shut at 9:45, 9:30-ish. Go back to the kitchen, clean the utensils, square everything up, put everything out, take the trash out, come back. And by 10 o'clock, I'm in bed and I'm reading. 10 to 10:30, 10 to 10:40, 45, I'm reading. And then once my eyes can't stay open anymore, I put on a podcast and I set it on a 1 hour timer. And by the time that timer hits, even before it hits 1 hour, I'm out. I don't even know when it stops playing. I barely recall anything. So yeah, it helps. Honestly, it helps. And I would start with taking a stock of the must-have apps that you need to have on the go. Versus your good-to-have apps. Like, there was a guy, I think he was sitting in front of me in class, and I looked, he had, like, this notification on his phone. You know, the little green circle on top of the app store? He had 64 app updates pending. I don't even have these many apps. I don't think I've ever had 64 apps on my phone. Never. I don't get it. None of the online shopping apps, no Amazon, no Myntra, and Myntra is India, no, I don't know what fashion brands, Macy's, no Macy's app here. I use the website. People have Pizza Hut app, and I don't know what other app. Why have these? Use the website, that's the thing, the more apps you have, the more notifications you're going to get there, the more they're going to demand your time from you. No Twitter. Don't care about Twitter or X, as they call it now. No Facebook on my phone. If I have to, I think once a month I check messages on Facebook. and there are barely any anyway, so it's almost dead. No Snapchat, no Twitch, no what else? No TikTok. Like I said, there's no TikTok. No Fortnite, no gaming on my phone, none of that. And it's at literally, that's what it is. I literally pick up my phone and I'm like, what do I even use here enough to make myself feel good? There's nothing on my phone. And yeah, it's, it doesn't give me that hit that I need, but it's fine, man. It's good. It's actually good. And just because you feel the need to feel good doesn't mean you need to feel good all the time, if you know what I mean. So yeah, it's good to have these little checks and balances on yourself. What else? I think that's it. And I said I'm going to talk about the Kindle app. Let me talk to you about this Kindle app. Let me talk to you. If that was an LA Knight reference. Okay, so this is February 4th. This is the... I'm just going to read it out for you. And this is again by Ryan Holiday. I don't have the credits for this. So it's... the month of February is labeled as Passions and Emotions. Okay, I guess it has something to do with Valentine's Day or something. This is what it says. So he starts with a quote and then he reads the sort of, his inference off the quote. So it says, "Who then is invincible? The one who cannot be upset by anything outside their reasoned choice." Epictetus, Discourses. And then he says, "Have you ever watched a seasoned pro handle the media? No question is too tough. No tone is too pointed or insulting. They parry every blow with humor, poise, and patience. Even when strong or provoked, they choose not to flinch or react. They're able to do this not only because of training and experience, but because they understand that reacting emotionally will only make the situation worse. The media is waiting for them to slip up, to get upset. So, to successfully navigate press events, they have internalized the importance of keeping themselves calm. It's unlikely you'll face a horde of probing reporter questions bombarding you with insensitive questions today, but it might be helpful, whatever stresses or frustrations or overload that do come your way, to picture that image and use it as your model for dealing with them. A reasoned choice, as the Stoics called it, proheresis, is a kind of invincibility that we cultivate. We can shrug off hostile attacks and breeze through pressure and problems. And like our model, when we finish, we can point back to the crowd and say, next question." So that's good. Now, this really helps because somebody in class made a snarky comment the other day, and I have been fuming that I didn't like come up with a witty comeback. But then I'm like, these people are children, dude. Just be a bigger man. Screw this. Their opinion doesn't matter. Let them feel good by taking shots at me. But in the end, we know who's going to be on top. We all know this. We know the story. So yeah, that helps. And imagine reading this on your way to class or college, and this is the first thing you read in the morning, and then your brain is automatically triggered in that direction. You're not thinking of the noise in the world. You're not thinking about politics and all the propaganda and none of that stuff. You're thinking about this. How can I be better today? You read this. You're like, okay, today I'm not going to be provoked. I'm not going to react. I'm just going to do my thing. I know what I got to do. I know where I got to be. I know what is expected of me. This is what I'm going to do. And that's it. You keep that in your mind, in the back of your mind, and you go about your day. It's all good. It's perfect. It's excellent. So there you have it. I think that's all I have in terms of minimizing your screen time. I understand some people cannot do this. So I asked some of my friends about how much their average screen time is. And I think they've reached like 8 hours and something. I mean, they're running businesses. They have to make calls. They have to be on WhatsApp, whatever. I understand that. You don't have to be dramatic. Don't have to be drastic. If you're averaging 8 hours, and again, if you think this is a problem, if you don't think it's a problem, go about your day. No problem. If you think it's a problem, cut down 8 hours to 7.5 hours. Try setting a timer on. They let you do that now. Try setting a timer on your Instagram app, on your whatever social media app. Give yourself 30 minutes per social media app per day. And once you can achieve that, let's say you run out of Instagram time, maybe you can, so that's it. And then you don't renew it. Then you don't go back and do more Instagram for that day. And, it renews at midnight. Try something else. Bring that down to 7.5 hours. See if you can cut that down then to 6.5 hours. And even when you're on your phone, try to be more productive. Sign up for newsletters. Maybe read some good articles, blog posts. If you want, play Wordle, I guess. That works. People still play Wordle? I used to. I mean, I stopped. I mean, they kept losing my score. I had such a good streak going at one point. Anyway. So, yeah. Try to be productive. Get into podcasts. I mean, when I'm bored and I'm just like between buildings or if I'm on the bus, it's a 20-minute ride. I put on a podcast. It sets my mind thinking about something. It's time well spent. Or I just put on some music. I have some, 3,000 songs on my phone, which people constantly criticize for some reason, but I like it. It's my music. So yeah, there's good ways. And again, with anything, there's a good way to use it and then there's a bad way. People blame social media. Oh, social media is coming for us. You know what? It was a good idea when it started. How else would you have found people you grew up with? You wouldn't have. That's just not a thing. Probably something else would have happened. I don't know. But it was a good idea when it started. And eventually it became what it became. But it's how people use something which determines what it is. You could abuse it. You could use it. That's up to you. For instance, I use this phone to get in touch with my family, which is back home in India, which is halfway across the world. If I didn't have this, if I didn't have internet, if I didn't have social media, I wouldn't have been in touch with them. It would have been really, really expensive. And it would have been really, really, like, would have taken a lot of time to get two words across to them. Like, think of, go back 30, 40, 50 years, see what they used to do. But now it's there. And now it's up to me to use it responsibility. And I got to be my own parent now. Got to set some boundaries, you know. If I choose to abuse it, I can abuse it. I can go all in. I can ruin my eyes. I can fry my brain. I can spend hours, and Instagram will let me do that. Every app will let me do that. They will let me be there for hours. They want me there for hours. They want my time. I only have 24 hours in a day, and every single one of them wants a slice. It's up to me if I feed them. It's up to me. It's entirely up to me, you know. So yeah, think about this, give it a thought, see if it resonates with you. It surely works for me. And what's my average this week? Let me see. It can't be much. Or maybe it is. I don't know. Also, my phone's a bit slow. Okay, today, since over the weekend, yeah, I feel like an idiot. 5 hours screen time. But last 10 days, 3 hours and 30 minutes, averaging. Not so bad. Not so bad. So there we have it. Try to be better. It does work. The power is in your hands, my friend. See if that checks out. Alrighty, thanks for joining us. This was episode 112. I talked about handling our screen addictions. Tell me if it worked for you. Hit me up. We have an Instagram page. It's called The Two Bros Podcast, same as the name. Look us up. Send us a text, comment on one of the posts. Give us a like, give us a share, see what you like. A lot of you liked the previous episode, which was about reading. A lot of you liked it, I think. And I got a few comments as well. So thank you, dear listeners, for reaching out and telling me that you appreciate the content that I do put out. It motivates me to keep going and not procrastinate. So yeah, maybe I'll put out some good episodes in the future as well. All right, I've dragged this on long enough. I will see you on the next one. Have a good day.